Trump, Radical Left Pro-Crime Policies Have Destroyed New York City. By Nick Gilbertson on May 23, 2024. Former President Donald Trump took aim at radical left pro-crime policies, including cashless bail, that have destroyed New York City while speaking at his hometown rally in the Bronx on Thursday. Very sadly, in recent years, we have also seen our city destroyed by bad radical left pro-crime policy that virtually everyone, Republican, Democrat, Independent, everyone, you all know it's a disaster, Trump said. You know the names of these lunatic policies. No cash bail, defund our great police, sanctuary cities, release violent repeat offenders from jail, Trump continued. He added that President Joe Biden supports all of this insanity and more, but millions of people across New York know it's crazy. Soft on crime policies have plagued New York over recent years. In 2019, the state nixed cash bail for most misdemeanor and nonviolent felony offenses, Syracuse.com previously noted. Trump underscored the consequences of these left-wing policies while speaking about the murder of New York City police officer Jonathan Diller in March during a traffic stop. Trump, who attended Diller's wake, noted his alleged killer had more than 20 prior arrests. The criminal charged with savagely murdering Officer Diller was previously arrested by the NYPD 21 times, and he was allowed to go out because of the political things they do here, Trump said, adding the accomplice had more than a dozen prior arrests. These dangerous and violent repeat offenders should never have been on our streets. Jonathan should be alive today, but they were released again and again and again, he added. Trump vowed to stand up to the Marxist DAs and Soros prosecutors, and we will tell them, no more. We're not going to stand for it. We will not let them destroy our communities. We will not let them destroy our country, he continued.